Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of the new James Brooks movie, Broadcast News. Brooks has been a creative force in television for years and directed the Academy Award-winning Terms of Endearment.
I feel a little queasy about liking this movie as much as I do. Broadcast News is so ingratiating and winsome, so full of little come-ons and winks and nudges, you can feel it coddling you, and at times you may find yourself resisting. Don't bother, this movie is irresistible. It pretends to be a satire of TV journalism, but at heart it's a brilliantly polished sitcom for the screen, a sitcom that transcends itself by praising rather than insulting the audience's intelligence. The writer-director, James Brooks, was the man behind The Mary Tyler Moore Show. And as good as that show was, it was television, and it pandered. And Broadcast News feels like the tour de force about broadcast journalism that must have been building up inside Brooks all along. The insider's talk in it is sharp and snappy and bracing, and the movie's best scenes are high-tension set pieces, in which we see how TV news is put together, how the deadlines and the look, ma, no net atmosphere of live broadcasting scare you and thrill you at the same time. There are three main characters: the handsome but dim anchorman played by William Hurt, the brilliant but uncharismatic reporter played by Albert Brooks, and the spiky, hyper-efficient producer they both adore. She's played by Holly Hunter. Like any good TV show, the movie's best moments are built on the way these three rub and tickle and gnaw at each other. And the actors are all so good that every conversation is multidimensional. You see what the speaker is saying, what he thinks he's saying, and what the person he's talking to is hearing all at once. Take, for instance, this little exchange between William Hurt and Holly Hunter, which appears to be an argument about professionalism and is really about whether they're going to sleep together.
So, you're not well-educated, you have almost no experience, and you can't write.
Yeah, and I'm making a fortune.
It's hard for me to advise you since you personify something that I truly think is dangerous.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you. You're not qualified, so get qualified. You can insist on being better prepared. You don't have to just leave it with, I don't write, I'm not schooled, I don't understand the news I'm reading, but at least I'm upset about it, folks. Just what do you want from me anyway? Permission to be a fake? Stop whining. Do something about it.
Hurt plays brilliantly against every expectation in this movie, and it's part of the movie's charm that everyone on screen likes him much less than we do. There are no villains up there, even though there are injustices galore. Albert Brooks, as the reporter who's too smart to be an anchorman but doesn't know it, gives a terrific performance. He tones down the whiny, needling character he so often delivers in his own films, like Lost in America, and creates a peerless portrait of that woebegone figure, the platonic best friend, too lovable to reject and too safe and unchallenging to fall for. Best of all, though, is Holly Hunter, who was last seen as Ed in Raising Arizona. Her performance here is nothing less than dazzling. In every shot, she's inventing gestures and postures and ways of delivering lines that are absolutely new. And yet none of her concoctions, many of which are wildly eccentric, seem out of character. In fact, this is the most complex and well-rounded characterization I've seen on screen all year. Brooks wants his movie to make some high-minded points about the compromised nature of TV news, about how integrity always loses out to flash, about how the importance of TV news behooves its makers to try harder. And by the end of the movie, he's behooved us to death. The last half hour or so gets strident and puritanical, and, given the sophistication of what's gone before it, strangely naive about the nature of TV. But no matter. Broadcast News is such a wonderfully entertaining sitcom that, ironically, it almost makes you believe in television again.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.